B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. They get you going.
That's a difficult thing to get through.
Every day.
That is 4 hours of conversation.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch. So go ahead and do that. And Nick has been tracking the viewers on Twitch, which is more than I thought there were. I mean, it's nothing.
What are we up to?
A couple thousand a week.
Digits.
We're up to triple digits.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not like per show.
Sweet.
Per show, triple digits, yes.
Okay.
But not at one time.
Oh.
You would have to add them up. But believe me, it's not, whatever. If they can monetize it and eventually we get money, who knows?
Okay.
It's drips and drabs at this point. It's drips and drabs. Everything Rich and I are working on behind the scenes is drips and drabs.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting our foot in the doors. All right. So if you were, everyone that's listening to our voices right now obviously was watching wrestling last night. And that you saw Scott Zolak at 5:45 this morning sent me a text with a link to a tweet of Jay Stu with a big wrestler sticking his tongue out next to the J-Man. Him and Mike Sarge Riley were ringside.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Murray was there. I mean, it was a collection of
ringside, not in a box, down on the floor. I remember Jay Stu was the only one down on the floor the last time.
No, and Mike Riley said, "Listen, I don't have all these belts because I'm some novice JV squad kid.
I'm wearing the belts and I'm sitting ringside."
Yeah,
is what I'm doing.
I'm gonna bring belts. I'm gonna bring signs. I mean, what do you want from me?
Oh, I retweeted some good ones last night of Jay Stu right there at the ring. I mean, he is.
She's a crazy person.
It's a Rhea Ripley?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Duh, hick.
All right. I hate to know what her finishing move is.
What, the hickey?
Rhea.
Oh, she has irritable bowel syndrome. Cut it out. She has IBS. Not funny. She's a big spokesperson for it.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, that's good.
That's
good. But I mean, he must have been all.
She's lactose intolerant.
Okay. Well, he must have been all over TV last night because I mean, he's right by the stage. I guess that's
yeah.
The guy
you got that right, Jack.
He won the championship and he spent time to go right over to Jay Stu. Everyone loves Jay Stu. All the wrestlers love Jay Stu. The fans love Jay Stu.
He had a shirt called Charlotte vs. Everyone, who's Charlotte Flair. Which we know has been to the Kowloon, so we know that, and we know when Jay Stu goes to wrestling events, Charlotte will like pull him aside and go like, "Hey, what's up, James?"
Oh yeah, he's the kingmaker.
You got that right.
I think
oldest guy in the building.
That could be the case.
They seek him out because he's the only one they can see over the ring. Everyone else is on their dad's shoulders. Yeah. Just a couple of bros hanging out at the wrestling.
Well, the whole crew was out there yesterday. I don't know if you saw the photo. It was tweeted out. I believe it might have been by Sarge, but it was, of course, Sarge.
On the Twitter account that I use, the one that I don't tweet anything from, I don't follow those guys, which I have to rectify today.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't follow them, but I need to do that because I did see Dan show me some photos. It's funny how we all scurry together in the morning to compare notes on what happened at the wrestling event, and Joe Murray, like, sort of in a booth, like, you know, trying his best.
Sure.
They sat in the booth kind of as this big middle finger to Joe Murray. I mean, you're just, when you get in a booth, I mean, you're telling them you really don't want to join us.
But it truly is, when they show up at any kind of wrestling event, they're kings amongst men.
Well, I mean, you're on the floor next to where the wrestlers come on and off.
Yes.
Which is very important because then you get to, they come up to you and you get to be in their presence.
You know what this is? This is going to the big rock concert. And then you realize right before the main band's supposed to go on, the opening band that just kicked ass is just walking through the crowd. That's what it is. You're like, whoa.
And you're like, whoa. And you're fumbling for your phone like, whoa, I'm
I need to get a picture.
And you can hear the voice coming closer, you know.
All right, I do have a beef to pick with you, and it ain't a beef teriyaki from the Kowloon.
Like, oh, there he is. It's, of course, the Sarge.
I mean, at the Loon last night must have been, I mean, you wouldn't talk about the Met Gala.
That's the after party, man. Those are velvet ropes that are right there. You don't want to.
That's what we should have done yesterday at the wrestling thing. What are you wearing? Shorts?
Or at the Kowloon. Exactly. These are Lee jean shorts. I don't know if you noticed them. And this is a shirt, a Charlotte versus everybody, referring to Charlotte.
What are you wearing? Tap out?
What are you wearing? Well, it was on sales at Kohl's. All right. Well, listen, everyone had a blast at wrestling. It's the greatest. I can completely see why adults like it. And here, Rick Rubin, a massive wrestling fan, by the way. I heard your interview with him recently.
How about 90% of 98.5 The Sports of employees? Massive
the
wrestling
The only
fans.
People I know that are wrestling fans work here. The only people in my orbit, even people that I went to school with, like no one's wrestling fan but the people here. But nonetheless, young Nicholas went out, cleaned himself off, and went out with all the problems he has. He still made it out to the wrestling event. And here's what happened.
Can we use this for the radio?
Absolutely, you can.
All right, great.
Permission.
So you're, what brings you down here today?
I've been a wrestling fan since I was about 4 years old.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and usually people are out by 4 years later, but he's stuck around for the duration.
How old a man is this?
He's an adult.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, I was super into wrestling when I was a little kid.
No, what I'm saying is it would be funnier if he was my age. That was a thing.
I don't think it's any funnier if he's 25 or 70.
All right.
It's the same thing. I mean, you're still, I mean, I think the minute you realize it's fake is the it's the point where you tap out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then you realize the Iron Sheik doesn't really hate Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He's not really fighting for the pride of the Iranian citizen.
Oh, look at that. You got a WWF tattoo.
Yep. 3 hours long.
Oh, Jesus.
Freebie.
Freebie.
I used to sing in a metal band from Maine, and I got it free for playing a tattoo festival back in the day.
Free tattoos are the best tattoo.
Yeah.
Usually the highest of quality
No mistakes at all there. Well, he's kind of telling you, like,
no.
Like, you know, if you're, like, wearing a shirt and, like, someone goes, like, oh, yeah, that shirt, and then you go, oh, I got it for free. Like, you know, it's kind of like, I didn't pay for it. So that's what you want to do with your tattoos.
Right.
It's like, well, I didn't pay for it, so, you know. Yeah. It might be lame, but, you know, it was free.
Hell yeah.
So I've given up my heavy metal for ghost hunting, and I've been doing that now.
Okay, cool. So
hang on, stop. How do you not follow up on that phrase? I gave up heavy metal for ghost hunting. The man just told you he was a ghost hunter.
He's screaming in the back. I can't hear him. There's soundproof glass, but there's young Nick trying to talk onto a mic in another room.
At that moment, you just go, hang on, wait, all right, everything I've got, throw it away. You hunt ghosts. You're indeed a Ghostbuster.
Well, I mean, he likes wrestling. What's his whole life is?
Yeah, it's a different kind of life than most. This guy,
and his whole life is pretend. Charlotte versus everyone. Mic drop.
I'm a ghost hunter. I'm looking for females at this WWE event.
Yep, and then tomorrow night's Rush.
Trying to be right. All the back ghosts there. In the women's restroom.
Yeah, they don't even have anyone clean the women's restroom. Yeah, like one of the stalls is dirty. You know, check the video cameras. We had a dude run amok.
Okay, cool. So, how many wrestling events have you gone to?
I've gone to about 25. 25? I've met Ronda Rousey and Bangor, Maine, Alexa Bliss, Chris Jericho, Lacey Evans in Augusta, Maine. I met Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man, in Calhoun Restaurant.
Oh,
I traveled around getting all
the Calhoun. You've been to the Calhoun.
I got a selfie with the Boogeyman. Oh. I've got a lot.
Yeah. Yawn. I drove from Lawrence, Kansas, to Peoria, Illinois, with the Boogeyman.
Is the Boogeyman a wrestler? Or is it just somebody who's very mean to him?
No, he loves to dance. He's got a sinus problem. He's the Boogeyman.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you took a selfie with him, really? Oh. We were married in the UK legally for 5 months. We were common law husband and wife. in Utah.
Oh.
Selfie my ass. Who do you... Big deal.
Oh, I travel around getting all the Kowloon. You've been to the Kowloon.
I get a selfie with the boogeyman. Oh. I've got a lot.
Okay, cool. Do you go to the Kowloon a lot?
When I'm in town, when I'm going to Salem to look for witches.
Oh, witches. Okay.
Yeah, it's just over his head.
That's another ball. That's another one. Another fastball with the bat on your shoulder.
You're a witch
strike
hunter
two.
And a ghost hunter. But let's just continue on, shall we?
Yeah, nothing to see here.
Oh, witches. Okay. What? Do you go looking for witches often?
I do. I actually just got back from a road trip to Pennsylvania. Went to a vampire's grave in Virginia as well.
Jesus.
And I've documented it, and I got a YouTube.
Okay. Interesting.
Historically haunted paranormal. We're going to be at the Parafest in Portland, Maine, with a bunch of people from Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, I know where you're going to be, Nick.
You're going to Parafest.
You're going to Parafest.
Is that the weekend of your wedding?
Does
time perfect to make new plans.
Perfect.
All right. Well, let's break, and then there's a lot to go in this thing. Let's see what's doing with the paranormal guy. The boogeyman selfie. Yawn. We actually were conjoined twins.
After birth.
Well, yeah, we decided it was elective. We had to go to Mexico to make it happen. So you got a selfie, okay? Big deal. Charlotte versus every single thing. All right, we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Insiders.
Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Well, you know... yesterday, obviously, everyone was like suckers sitting home watching WWE Raw while the big boys were out playing among the Giants.
Yep, the Kowloon crew was out there.
Yeah.
Making their presence known.
Jay Stu and Sarge were right next to the ring, right next to where they came in and out. They had a lot of action, I guess, on social media. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing with pictures with the wrestlers and what have you. And young Sickly Nicholas went out and started talking to a guy, and we learned that he hunts ghosts and witches and everything, and he continues here.
Met to the Aussie Million Dollar Man in Kowloon Restaurant.
Oh,
travel around getting all
the Kowloon. You've been to the Kowloon.
I got a selfie with the boogeyman. I've got a lot.
Okay, cool. Do you go to the Kowloon a lot?
When I'm in town, when I'm going to Salem to look for witches.
Oh, witches. Okay. What? Do you go looking for witches often?
I do. I actually just got back from a road trip to Pennsylvania. Went to a vampire's grave in Virginia as well.
You know who was a real witch?
Who?
The fabulous Moolah.
Yeah, she really gave birth to a hand, I think, at one point.
No, that was in some other lady.
Oh, wasn't her? Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
She was there, though.
Okay. Oh, she was in the room.
She was the other old lady wrestler.
Okay, it was a very weird scene. Why a hand? I have no idea.
It was macabre.
Yeah, it was very macabre.
Jesus.
And I've documented it, and I got a YouTube.
Okay. Interesting.
Historically haunted paranormal. We're going to be at the Parafest in Portland, Maine, with a bunch of people from Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures. People are going to be there.
Sweet.
Yeah,
I talk to the ghost of Bruno Sammartino all the time.
Bruno's dead? I had no idea. Did he teach him how to be a good technical wrestler?
He was a technical wrestler.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to a lot of the dead ones. Me and Sarge get out the Ouija board. Dude, you're moving it. No, you're moving it. No, I'm not. Wink. Is Sarge a nerd? The Sergeant Nerd, the Macho Man says yes.
This is, hang on, this is witchcraft, Chase, dude?
Yeah. Oh, Miss Elizabeth. When we die, can we hang out with you at the Calhoun in the sky? Shake the eight ball. All signs point to yes. Dynamite. Big deal. Big Parafest. Who cares? After the wrestling event, we put on cloaks and go into the bleachers at Saugus High School and summon the dead. Who cares? I can't remember. Well, no, I'm blowing him. I'm blowing this sucker off. He ain't got nothing on the stew. No victim, no crime. Ain't got nothing on the stew.
Awesome. So, you have a piece of paper with three individuals on it.
All right.
So, the first one, his name is James. Yep. He's wearing the belt. You also have a belt. How much money did you spend on that?
$199 plus tax was like $214 in Maine a couple years ago.
Very.
It's a lot
sensible.
Of time in Maine, this guy. A lot of time.
A lot of less taxes.
Well, that's where all the vampires and ghosts are.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Actually makes sense.
Okay, cool.
Well, it's just Maine, you're bored enough to go.
Yeah. Not much going on.
Know a guy who took a 4-hour moose trip in a bus. Looking for moose.
See moose?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on that bus driver.
So instead of whale watching, it's, you know, you take the boat out for 4 hours.
You go into a country.
You take the bus inland.
Yes.
To look for moose.
Right. They look around for an hour and they say, get the guy dressed as a moose.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about the woman from.
You can't do that on television?
Yeah.
I knew that was coming. I knew the moose reference would definitely be coming. Where's
that was
Alistair
in Canada.
Hunting?
That was in Ottawa. They served us burgers.
Barth burgers.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And the second person is Mike.
Yep.
And the third person, Joe. Okay?
All right, so these would be a picture. So it looks like Nick has printed out pictures of Jay Stu, Sarge, and Joe Murray.
Okay.
And this gentleman has them in front of him, Mike being Sarge. They don't want to give it away unless, you know, in case they happen to know.
Yeah, he'd be like,
Sarge.
The guy that's ringside with the signs and the belts. Okay.
Who is the most intimidating?
Most intimidating, I'd say Big Joe. Not necessarily because he's big, but the smile is probably a fake smile, and he stabbed you in the back.
Going from...
Is it a fake smile, or was he in the press in the company of Lacey Evans?
Right. Or was he thinking about Ashley Alexis?
Was he thinking of fat models, is the question that everyone's asking. The smell of wet talcum.
Going from left to right, what do you think their persona, their gimmick would be?
James looks like he'd be like, not like a serial killer, but he'd be like the type of dude that would probably stalk you in a park.
Yeah, right. Way to mislabel him. Wrong. Wrong. All signs point to no. You got a serial killer staring right at you. Come on, dude. All right. Boy, and James is looking very serial killer-y in this picture, too.
Oh, is it the one where he's doing the fist?
Well, the one. Yes, the one where he's doing the fist.
I feel like Mike would be the type of dude that he's ready to have a beer with you at the Red Sox game, bub. I feel like he's the type of guy to go to midnight dip in someone else's swimming pool because he doesn't have one.
I don't know what that means, but it's great.
Can you imagine if you were out with a guy for the first time, like your wife's friend, and it's like... Dude, it's 11:30. Let's get out of here and take a midnight dip in someone's pool.
Let's go hop the fence.
That is, I don't know where that came from or what it even means, but that might be my favorite descriptor of somebody. He looks like the kind of guy that would go swim in someone else's pool because he doesn't own one.
That?
It's funny. I took a midnight dip one time with the junkyard dog.
Oh, yeah? That'll work out for you.
Yeah. We got caught. We had to run like the Dickens. They were shooting rock salt at us.
They were.
Yeah, but the junkyard dog was used to it because, you know, living in the junkyard and everything. That's where my what is that thing called? A carcore?
Parkour.
Parkour,
it's where my parkour comes into play. I scurry up the fence.
Okay. And I'd say Joe is more like, I'm going to eat your soul and pretty much too bad about it.
Jesus. He looks so friendly in
That's the worst part.
Oh, okay.
Jeffrey Dahmer did too, and he ate people. So
the most intimidating, you said Joe.
I like Papa Joe. I'd probably buy a pizza off him, but he's definitely intimidating as well.
All right, which one would be a bottom feeder?
Bottom feeder looks like Big Mike in the middle. Looks like he's had a couple of his buddies, a couple Coronas maybe. Maybe a couple smoking some weed. He's never got weed, but he's always got papers. That type of friend.
Boy, this guy's off on everything.
Wow. This guy's got like different descriptions that I don't quite know what it means, but I like it.
Well, he's got the paper. He's no weed, I guess. But he's
all papers,
wrong.
No weed?
Yeah, he's wrong, though, about who was the bottom feeder, because everyone knows.
Kind of a leech, I think.
Oh, okay. Which one's a...
Everyone know. Okay, all right, hang on.
Which one's a booty eater?
Booty eater. Well, besides me, I'd say Joe. Looks like he doesn't say no to much. I'm going to go with Joe.
And finally, who won the VMAs last night?
Oh, I don't watch commercialized garbage except for wrestling. It should have been Slayer, but I'm sure it was... Is Britney Spears dead yet?
Yeah, it's all about... it's not this commercial.
Because he's a bottom feeder. He's a booty eater. Joe Murray is a lobster.
Did you see the drawing that Chris DeRoy made for
us? Yes, you showed me yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy was off.
He's just sitting there down at the bottom of the sea. He doesn't mind getting his claws dirty. All the plus size sea creatures start to swoon when they see him in his tank out at Kowloon. Because he's a bottom feeder, he's a booty eater. Joe Murray is a lobster. Because he's a bottom feeder, he's a booty eater. Joe Murray is a lobster. Because he's a bottom feeder, he's a booty eater. Joe Murray is a lobster. Because he's a bottom feeder, he's a booty eater. Joe Murray is a lobster.
He's a lobster.
You know who loved lobsters? The Million Dollar Man. The finer things. He'd send out for fresh lobster at the loon.
Why is he going to the loon? Where'd he go? But every
now and then when I get no.
No reason to go.
I'll spring it on you. When you don't even know what's coming. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's
on a date night. I experienced this before all of you. This was in heavy rotation in Tennessee, the commercial.
I spoke to someone who works at a country station, and I said, you don't play that song, do you? And they said, thank God, no.
No, I mean, this is the worst song that's ever been on commercial radio, which is saying something. And Gary Washburn liked a tweet from someone, and I mentioned this yesterday, and the tweet was, do black guys have to dance at everything? Like, this is obviously not a song for black people. And this guy, the black guy in the commercial, is dancing like he's like having the time of his life.
It's the TikTok thing they've got. And they obviously had to include, you know, a good cross-section of America.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see, I don't think this is good. Reaching a good cross-section of America. I don't buy that for a moment.
I'm telling you, Fred, that song next weekend will be the most hated song in America. Because what they did was they put the commercial out. I don't think there's a song that's going to have a faster burn rate than this one.
Oh, I have literally never seen such venom pointed towards something in my entire life. I've had people that have no idea we've discussed it on the air come up to me ranting and raving, have you seen this Applebee's commercial? And because no one knows it's a song. They just think it's the Applebee's thing with like the dummies like dancing, like the cowboy at the end with put his butt in the camera. Well, like that subtle little shake. I hate it. I hate everything. The intonation in the guy's voice, everything about it is just awful.
Well, the best was that story about how he was inspired by writing that, and he was like, yeah, I thought of these great lyrics, and then me and four other professional songwriters sat down.
He goes, it's the idea of being in a room with nothing and coming out with a song. Well, yeah, you're with four guys who write. And by the way, like, I like how it took a day. Like, what did you check? Did you punch a time clock while you were there too? Like, the best art comes with, like, you know, when you sit down in a conference room and really, like, hash it out. I mean, that's how, you know, that's how Lennon and McCartney worked, is they would go to a small Liverpool office complex and check in. I mean, the whole thing about it is just awful. Everything. It's selling it to Applebee's. Because I got so fascinated with the guy, because I'm like, no one can like this. I'm like, no one likes this. And then it's eviscerated. Every critic, you know, has eviscerated it. And saying it's the worst country song ever. Country people. Country publications.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got very into, like, the guy and, like, figuring out what his deal is. So he's desperate, because now I have listeners sending me his stuff. He's desperately, like, trying to get something else going on TikTok. So he's, like, dancing around at airports and, like, dancing around everywhere.
Okay, so he is desperately trying to hang on to this.
Yeah.
Because apparently he just re-recorded a new version of it with Kesha to try to get on top 40 stations.
Oh, well, Kesha will get there. Well, I mean, guess what? He's got nothing to fall back on, like Lil Nas X when they were burning that thing out. And at least that wasn't terrible. I mean, when you're talking about the depths of awfulness that song is, the lyrics, I've never been so... He's a professional singer, and he sings worse than anyone else in a band. You don't talk like this. It's like this weird, like, Nashville, like, kind of trying to sound black. Like, it's so, like, offensive. Like, everything about it is awful. Ew. God. Ugh. I hate everyone who likes this. I really do. It's just awful, racist people.
Really?
Yeah, it really is. Because it's like dipping your toe in hip hop, like dipping your toe. Like, it's a white guy, but he's like kind of trying to sound black. Like, you know, his voice isn't anything like that in real life. It's completely manipulated. It's awful. It's awful.
And there's like barely any noticeable instruments in that either. It's like, I mean, how why it's considered a country song, I have no idea.
Because he is a white guy that with a southern accent. I mean, and there's probably some required, like, amount of twang that, like, on an instrument that in order to get on the radio, but, I mean, it's really bad. And I don't throw the term racist out a lot, but I think it's a very offensive. I do. Because it's, like, co-opting black culture, but, like, putting it through this, like, lily white ringer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you're white, yeah, like, you should be able to rap and everything else. I think that those days are done. Like, talent's talent. Like, you know, you don't have to have some, you know, backstory anymore. I mean, if you're good at rapping, you're good at rapping. If the song's good, it's good. This isn't 1985 anymore. But, I mean, if you're going to rap. If you're going to have a country song, have a country song. Don't, like what you just listen to hip-hop music. Like, just what? Like, why can't you do that? Why does it have to be, like, synthesized into, like, some easy dance and, like, kind of sounding black? Like, it's gross. The whole thing's gross. And the people that like it are awful. And it was playing it when nonstop in Tennessee, nonstop. And the guy wrote the song, then went to Applebee's with the song.
This is going
to
be
which is the grossest. I hope he makes his money now. And you could go, well, Fred, you know, he make $1 million. He'll be lucky if he makes $1 million off this song, because there's four other guys that wrote it. And I don't see him touring stadiums with this thing. He probably got a little thing from Applebee's, but I mean, what are they going
to
do?
This is one of those songs you're going to see politicians dancing to next week.
Oh, yeah. It's a total Gates, like, in your face, like, F you. Mm-hmm. It's gross. It's gross. It's the worst. I hate it. I could write a book about how awful it is. It's the worst. It's absolutely terrible. It's everything that's wrong with society in that one song. Lose a little weight if you want to dance around. Like that pig wood in the wedding dress barely moving. Like, shut up. Like, now everything's got to get simplified for you. Like, everything's got to be, like, so slow, like, so you can do it. It's like water aerobics. That's the next thing for country music. It's just veal.
Just get in the pool.
Yeah, just veal sitting like it's too much for them to like stand on ground. It's gonna. You just have people in Little Rascals, big, huge, obese people in Little Rascals, barely moving the joystick. Like that little shake, you big pig. If you can't dance, you can't dance. And the guy's like, "Oh well, me might well because what your daughter's in it. Like now everyone's got to like it. Screw it. I mean, your daughter does something doesn't mean I have to like it." And then, and I can't dance, and I wanted to do it. Then don't dance. How about not dancing? I go through my whole life without dancing. I don't need to do it. Well, you made money, Fred. Okay, fine. You think that if this turns into, this is not turning into anything, and this is your legacy, this is what you leave the world with, I'd rather have worked a steady job and raised a family than put this piece of garbage into the world. What are you trying to do? I want a black eye to go do it and go like, what are you trying to do? Like, what are you trying to do? Like, are you, you're like really flirting around with the voice here. Like, what are you trying to do?
What's worse, him doing that or Justin Bieber trying to do the fake accent?
Okay. Him doing that, because right. At least Bieber's in the orbit of black people. Like, at least like he's working with black people.
Sure, Usher, you know, discovered him.
This is a bunch of white guys in a room like cracking a code. You know what I'm saying? It's like picking a lock, like figuring out. Well, you know. People like hip hop, but they don't like black people. Like how do we pick
how
this?
How can we
lock?
Do this?
Like
how do we pick cash this in without right. scaring them?
Exactly. Yeah. Like there's got to be a formula that we can come up with. Well, let's really dumb down the song, like to make because like no one thinks Applebee's is fancy. So like by this guy saying it, then they think that they'll think that they're really like special because they went to like whatever restaurant. And you know, and then they'll think that they're special. And at the end of it, the girl gives them oral. If you read the lyrics,
see, that part completely missed on me.
Well, I would have missed it too, unless I read the lyrics. And then I read the lyrics, and that's exactly what it says. So that's a wink to the adult audience at the end.
Sure, you know, this isn't your kid's.
Yes,
TikTok
exactly.
Song.
So he can say like, you know, this is a little outlaw in it. Ugh. Just picking a lock, trying to figure it out how to get stupid people to buy into it. I'll never go to an Applebee's again, ever in my entire life, which is a huge sacrifice because they're all over Massachusetts. All right. So I guess I won't be driving anywhere far away and spending the night in a motel. All right. So we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Still works from the gun and back to his right. Three receivers left. As he takes the snap, drops back, looking to his right. Now flush to his left. In trouble, loses his footing. Throws it to the far side. That ball up for grabs, and it's going to be intercepted along the far side. Jonathan Jones was there for the Patriots. Does he have it? He does. Interception forced by the pressure with Uche and Judon.
Judon.
Harassing Tagovailoa.
Pro Football Focus numbers coming out all over the place. Grading the players at the day, at the game. You got to have some of that.
And I know that you take a look at...
Becton, by the way, John, to answer your question, Becton, who got hurt, they're playing the Jets this week, this Sunday, and the left tackle Becton, who is a big-time rookie, got hurt. He's not playing in the game. His Pro Football Focus grade was so low, he did not qualify as one of the 61 offensive linemen to 61 tackles to play in the NFL.
You sure it wasn't because he wasn't in for a certain amount of plays?
He did not qualify. His number was so low, it was lower than the 61st person, therefore not qualifying for the list.
Because I keep hearing that this is a major loss for the team. And it would have been
if you would have told me before the season that losing Mikael Becton, I would say, well, he's one of the four or five good players on the team. And now, based on his performance, there was not a worse left tackle in football. Thereby, you could put any left tackle in there, and he'll be fine.
Well, right. Listen.
The Jets run the 49ers offense. Apparently, from what I understand, it's a zone blocking scheme, which is foreign to a lot of these guys. Mm-hmm. So, in the first game, these guys are in the kid that they drafted in the first round didn't play in any preseason games.
Vera Tucker,
who was very good in the run.
Left guard.
Yeah, he was very good in the run game. He was very. They couldn't pass protect. I mean, the fact that Zach Wilson did what he did is pretty outstanding. And the more the writers have room to pontificate upon it, they're discovering as they rewatch the game just how well he played. But the offensive line is an absolute disaster. So, I mean, right now Belichick is licking his chops. I mean, what they're gonna just destroy this kid. So, my point is this: is that it's a zone blocking scheme, and they haven't learned it. And they just don't know what they're doing. So this is a layup win. This is a Jets team that at the end of the season might be a little tougher out. Probably not. But right now, there's no excuse.
Tell me, Fred, because I know that you seem to see more and more names coming out as the day went on yesterday of people who aren't going to be playing for the Jets, like Joyner. I know that he's apparently out for the season. How important was he?
I don't know. He's just some guy.
He was the opposite safety to Marcus May.
Yes, and now the man starting is Redwine, who, according to Pro Football Focus, I believe was the worst safety in the NFL.
All right.
So you're taking out someone who's a kid. I think Joyner's a kid. He might have been a free agent signing. But you're taking someone out who is good enough to start and putting in a backup who sucks.
Both wide receivers. I know Keelan Cole has a knee, and Jameson has
COVID. Jameson's back today.
Oh, he's back today. Okay.
Yes, and Jameson Crowder is back today. The Joyner could be back this week.
I thought Joyner was out for a while.
Not Joyner. You're talking about Keelan Cole.
Keelan Cole.
Oh, yeah. Keelan Cole is back this week.
Even the punter got hurt
last week.
Well, he got hurt, and they had the kicker punting, and the kicker was, like, outstanding.
Okay.
He had a 60-yard punt. He had, like, it shows you how difficult punting is. And the punter might have been the Jets' best
Patriots had a Pro Bowl punter, an all-pro punter last year, sir.
Bet your ass
Jake Bailey, great on kickoffs. How dare you besmirch the reputation of that particular skill.
The Jets' kicker's a rookie, and it was his first NFL game, and they had to put him into punt, and he was effective punter. So you put anyone back there to punt. I don't care what Belichick says. That was a big thing in the game. Yeah, the guy got ran into. And his leg couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kicker comes into punt, and the kicker looks like he could bench about 5,000 pounds. These kickers nowadays are not the Grammaticas of the world. They are large gentlemen.
Well, so what you're saying, Fred, is that after watching your guy, Zach Wilson, get smashed last week, as I said, I think he was hit six times, I believe, taken down. Six times.
And this is a kid who can move. So this isn't
isn't
a statue in the back of the. This is a kid moving around and releasing the ball on the run. He showed everything. He showed his physical skills, and to still be hit that much. So yeah, Belichick is obviously a better football coach than Robert Saleh. LaFleur is still learning. The idea that a McDaniels Belichick combination can't come in and destroy the Jets. Is laughable. I mean, this is a layup game.
All right, Carolina was credited with 10 quarterback hits from 9 different guys.
Yeah, and what I will say is the Jets secondary was a lot better than it was supposed to be. They and that's a good receiving core for Carolina, much better than the Patriots receiving core. They've got Anderson and what's his face? They got 3 good guys, but
Mims,
Jay Moore, and then another guy. I forget.
Patriots favored, by the way, by 5.5.
Yeah, they should. It was 3.5. Terrence Marshall. Okay.
Okay.
But it was 3.5. But then they looked at the tape and they said, "Oh boy,
maybe not."
Yeah, the Jets are not winning this football game under any circumstance.
Well, it's going to be
interesting. Which is getting old, by the way. It's this season. It's finally getting old. It's getting fatiguing.
But you knew this was going to be a laborious process.
I know. But
they
made
two good moves.
This is the 11th year.
Yeah, but they obviously got a coach who seems like a guy
that
you don't know. But I mean, as far as the promise that the guy had, he came from a good organization. Obviously, apparently the players like him, which immediately is better than Adam Gase walking into that locker room.
Yeah, anyone's better than that. It's like replacing Patricia.
Sure, even if it's just addition by subtraction and him being gone, Saleh's already a step up. So you had that. You moved that in the right direction if you were a Jets fan.
You have
fan.
A better quarterback now.
You have a guy that could end up being excellent.
You have he's better than Darnold, I will tell you that. He played better than Darnold.
Okay. And already, I mean, he's obviously extremely young. He's got a lot to learn.
He put a wig on him. He looks like his mom.
I see.
Who's oddly attractive.
Correct. Somebody compared him to someone yesterday, and it was like dead on. Was it Tuukka Rask that he looks like?
Rask looks like a Finnish monster.
Oh, there's
Zach Wilson looks like a cutie pie.
No, Tuukka Rask looks like the woman from Fargo.
Oh yeah. Yeah. If it's
Francis
a woman,
McDormand?
Then he does.
No. The wife who got kidnapped.
Oh, okay. No, Wilson needs like a scar. Wilson needs like something. Like he needs to look
like
that
a
dude
Drew
from the
Brees
Wire
thing on his face.
He
that
needs
kind of thing.
Like the Omar from the Wire, the dude that just died.
Yeah, like right in the middle of his head.
Yeah, he needs a scar.
Too pretty
to scuff that thing. It's not pretty. It's like he's like a cutie pie. He's like a little cute kid.
He's fresh faced.
Yes, exactly. He looks like he's 13 years old. So, the Patriots. This is a get well game. This is
hope so.
Oh no, it's a layup. This is a layup
because of the Patriots end up blowing this.
No.
What are we doing?
Well, I mean, they have to walk into the Meadowlands. But Fireman Ed was at the Carolina game.
Wow. How about that?
Regaled in FDNY regalia.
I'm sure he was. Yes. I'm sure he was respected by all.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think the Jets buy him a seat. I do.
You still have that app?
The best is when Fireman Ed... Yeah, I never had the app.
Still have
I had
that
the
app.
I had the app.
The best is when Fireman Ed wouldn't go on Howard Stern because he's Fireman Ed's for the kids. He doesn't want to be associated with that smut.
I see. It's an image thing.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows Fireman Ed.
Of course.
And he was like, I'm not coming to the games anymore. And like, he expected everyone to get mad. All right.
He had like some really weird things on his app that he would say. It was like, oh, you're a bad boy. And I'm like, huh?
Well,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Classic Fireman Ed.
You were a bad boy.
I don't know what that's all about.
Classic Fireman Ed.
Is that what he says to the opposing team? You were a bad boy?
Yeah.
You need to be spanked?
I mean, there's people that they wear the Jets fireman helmets and they go into the bar when you're on the road and you're like, come on, you're no fireman.
Oh, you're a big deal.
Okay, well, thank you, Fireman Ed.
All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.